Well, let's begin overseas this morning. Hong Kong has once again been the scene of violence overnight after a prominent pro-democracy activist, Jimmy Sham, was attacked by a group of hammer-wielding men yesterday. It came just hours after Hong Kong's embattled chief executive, Carrie Lam, was forced to abandon her annual address after opposition legislators heckled her off the stage in the city's parliament. You can hear some of those sounds there. The renewed turmoil comes as pro-democracy protesters lobby overseas governments to increase pressure on the Hong Kong government. Bonnie Leong is vice convener of the Civil Human Rights Front in Hong Kong. She will be in Canberra later today, meeting with Australian MPs. She's with me in the studio this morning. A very good morning to you.
Hello, morning. Thank you for having me.
I want to start with this attack on Jimmy Sham, who's a member of your group. I've just been looking at images of him on the internet. Pretty disturbing. What's your reaction?
Well, my reaction is my group, the Civil Human Rights Front, actually is the most cooperative and law-abiding and peaceful protest organizer. So you can see that even the conveners, the leader of our group, is not safe at all. It was actually the second attack already. And this time it's really, really bad. Jimmy got struck in the head with a hammer. So now even most peaceful people are not safe at all in Hong Kong.
Do you know who it was that did this to him?
We don't know, but in our movement, in the past 4 months, we have seen a lot of armed mobs actually attacking not only protesters, but also journalists and passers-by in the streets. And the police is not doing enough to get them behind bars.
But can you give me some insight into who you believe these groups are? Because having been in Hong Kong recently, there's a very strong current of thought that these are triad gangs which are being sort of mobilised by the Chinese state from either in the new territory or possibly over the boundary line as well, and being sent into Hong Kong to do this. Is there any actual evidence that that's the case?
Well, what's happened in the new territory, you mentioned new territories, there are evidence that some new territories gangsters were actually did some attacks before. We don't know if what happened yesterday is the same guys. And also, we also have evidence that some people came from mainland China also had been into Hong Kong to do such sort of attacks or supporting police events. But we also don't know if they're the same guy. But was it most important is the police never done enough to get these people to investigate and to put these people onto free trial. Some of the attackers we've seen before, we know their identity, all caught on camera, and they're still free in the streets, and that's very serious and dangerous.
I note that you're saying that your group is peaceful, but obviously the broader protest movement has turned relatively violent in the months that it's been going on for. Isn't the incident overnight with Jimmy Sham the inevitable outcome once you have a broader movement that turns violent?
I do not think it's inevitable. Actually, why the protesters think they need to escalate their actions turned into violence were a very good reason. As I said, there were many attacks happened already in Hong Kong, and the attackers, they were free. So people started talking about taking care of this in our own hands. That is why there were escalations in our protest.
So you believe the violence is justified on the part of the protesters?
I do not think it's justified, but Hong Kong people had no choice but being beaten up or to self-defense. So Hong Kong people, some of them chose to do self-defense. And that is why we need to come overseas to lobby across the globe for people to help us, because inside our system, the police are not working, the Hong Kong the government are not working, and they're even protecting these armed mobs, and they're protecting the frontline police officers who had broken the law. So inside our system, there is no way to protect us or to get justice among us. So we need international community to support us.
In the last 24 hours, Carrie Lam has been prevented from delivering her address in the Legislative Council because the opposition made it impossible for her to do so. Does that show that the opposition forces in Hong Kong are just hell-bent now on preventing her from recovering as a leader?
No, actually, the government and Carrie Lam herself prevent it from doing so, because if she would have listened to people's voices, if she would have respond to our demands, we do not need to do so. But because of the total unaccountability to Hong Kong people being totally irresponsive to our demands, that is why we need to do as much protest as possible, even include in the legislature.
She says now is not the time to reform voting rights in Hong Kong. I know protesters have been calling for an amnesty for all of those arrested. Is there a scenario that Carrie Lam could present that would satisfy the opposition forces in Hong Kong now?
Well, the voices of Hong Kong people are very clear. Five demand, not one less, including the amnesty that you talked about. But I believe that because, as I said, the police now is the number one enemy of Hong Kong people, and their law-breaking officers, they are not facing fair trials at all. What they have conducted have not been investigated at all. So one of the most important demand, which I believe is the crucial olive branch, is the setup of independent investigation, without which Hong Kong people simply cannot believe or negotiate with the Hong Kong government.
You're in Australia today meeting with some of our MPs. Mm. What are you going to be telling them?
Well, I would tell them there is an urgency in Hong Kong, that we urgently need the outside world to help us, to give pressure to the Hong Kong government and the Beijing government by, for example, pausing the trade deal that Australia is about to have with Hong Kong, imposing human rights conditions onto these trade deals or whatever deal that you're going to sign with Hong Kong.
How would Australia pausing the trade deal with Hong Kong help the people of Hong Kong? Presumably, if there are economic factors behind the protest in Hong Kong, now that's debatable itself, presumably a free trade deal would actually help.
Well, I do not think so, because what the Hong Kong government and Beijing government are thinking now is that they can get away with it even when they so blatantly violate human rights, so blatantly violate the Joint Declaration and the Basic Law. And they think they can get away with it. And we need the world to send a strong message to them that they are with Hong Kong people. And if they do not keep their promises in the Constitution, in the Human Rights Conventions, etc., the world will give them sanctions. That is the most important message.
The free trade deal was signed in March. A bipartisan committee recommended the deal be approved by Parliament last week. So what exactly is your request to MPs today to pause it altogether?
Well, totally, and imposed human rights conditions. So before Hong Kong situation can change, before the Hong Kong government actually stop undermining human rights and stop their police officers from breaking the law and breaking the Joint Declaration promises, the world, Australia included, will pause on giving them benefits.
And if Australia does not pause the trade deal? What's your view?
Well, I would say I really, really hope that the Australian government can help us to impose sanctions to government officials, including in Hong Kong and in Beijing, for undermining human rights, because that is really the values that we both fight for, and that is the promises that they make. So it is international law and order. So when Australian people help Hong Kong, it's not only for Hong Kong people, but it's a test, actually, for Hong Kong government and China government. If they break international law and order, if they violate their promises, they will have consequences. They cannot get away with it.
Bonnie Leung, I know you've got a flight to catch to Canberra. Thank you very much for your
time.
Bonnie Leung is Vice Convener of the Civil Human Rights Front, one of the groups that's been organising major protests in Hong Kong.